I'm really busy. I got student council, play rehearsal, and we just had a band concert. I'm tired.
You really need to slow down. You need time to rest, and you need time with God. Are you too busy? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Now that you're back in school, have you started a whole bunch of new activities? There's clubs and teams and bands that you could be a part of. It's easy to fill up your schedule. But in the middle of all that busyness, you need to set aside time to spend with God and time to rest. Without that, you'll get exhausted physically and spiritually. Take this invitation from Jesus in Matthew 11:28. He said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Our story today is called Heimlich Maneuver. "I hear you're having a pizza party at youth group tomorrow evening," Dad told Eliana as they waited for their food at a restaurant. "That sounds fun."
"Yeah, but I can't go to youth group tomorrow. I have play rehearsal at school."
"Last week you missed youth group because you had a band concert," said Dad. "Are you going to the retreat next weekend?"
"I can't. I have to work on the student council posters on Saturday."
Dad frowned.
"Maybe you should cut down on..."
"What's wrong with that man over there?" asked Eliana.
Dad looked to where she was pointing, then jumped up and dashed across the room. "Are you choking, sir?" he asked. The man nodded frantically. Dad wrapped his arms around the man and, with a clenched fist, gave a couple of sharp upward thrusts. The man coughed and gasped, and a moment later was breathing normally again. Everyone applauded.
"Thank you," said the man when he was able to talk. "I guess I tried to eat too much at once."
On the way home, Eliana said,
"It's a good thing you knew how to do the Heimlich maneuver, Dad. That man could have choked to death."
Dad nodded. "I'm glad I learned the Heimlich maneuver a long time ago so I'd know what to do if someone was choking." He sighed. "You know, Eliana, you may be in need of a Heimlich maneuver too, and I just didn't notice until now."
"Me?" asked Eliana. "What do you mean? I'm not choking."
"No?" asked Dad. "It seems like your spiritual life is getting choked by all the extracurricular activities you're involved in. You need room to breathe. You haven't been able to participate in church activities because of your busy schedule. You also need downtime so you can rest and renew your energy."
"I have been feeling overloaded lately," Eliana admitted, "and I haven't had much time to pray or read my Bible."
"Having that time with Jesus is important," said Dad. "We can rest in Him because He did everything needed to save us. And when we spend time with Him, He reminds us of that. He provides rest for our souls." Eliana nodded.
"Maybe when we get home, we can go over my activities to see which ones I can quit."
How about you? Does your life feel crowded with too many activities? Even when you devote your time to good things, doing too much can wear you out and make you miss out on the really important stuff. If your schedule is so packed that you don't have time for church activities or spending time alone with God, it's time to cut back. Make time for Jesus so He can refresh your soul. Our key verse is Matthew 11:28.
Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest."
And our key thought for today, don't get too busy. Hey, do you love to listen to the Keys for Kids stories every day? How have they helped you grow closer to God? I'd love to hear how Keys for Kids has impacted your walk with Him. Maybe a story encouraged you or taught you something new about God. Ask your parents' permission and send me a voice message. Go to keysforkids.net and tap open mic and tell me your story. That's keysforkids.net and tap open mic. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.